This is His Honor, our Lieutenant Governor, John Crosby. What's the weather like in St. John's?
Well, the sun is shining. We're having a decent day for a change. We just had a tremendous amount of fog. Probably, I'm sure you have had too. But yes. The day is pleasant, and we all know what Newfoundland weather is. Mm-hmm. And despite the weather, it's my preferred place to live.
Let me start by saying it's an absolute honor to have you on board today with our Cape Shore Community Radio broadcast.
Right. Well, I'm glad to talk to you because I'm very fond of the Cape Shore and the people who live there.
This broadcast directly involves four communities. It's Branch, Point Lance, St. Bride's and Placentia. And we understand that you are very familiar with the communities here in the Cape Shore. So can you tell us a little bit about that connection?
Well, it's principally because and quite a few years ago now, I ran a federal by-election in St. John's West, as it was then known, and I much prefer that name to the present name. And I had to become familiar with, of course, and visit the communities and all others in the rural areas of St. John's West during that by-election. Which I think was in the early 70s, and I was a member of Parliament for St. John's West, as was known then, for 17 years, and of course I had to visit all the communities you've mentioned frequently, and one of my favorite areas were the whole Cape Shore that you just mentioned there, because of the nature of the people, and they were a delight to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so I enjoyed meeting with them and had to travel there, of course, frequently. So and I still miss it, of course, and I try to do whatever I can to be positive about and speak up for the Cape Shore whenever I can.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. Do you have any particular favorite memories, any fond memories of the Cape Shore?
Well, all my memories of the Cape Shore are fond, I must say, because I found that the people there were an engaging people, and of course there were lots of problems, and one of the first things you learn in political life, if you're an active politician, is that you have to realize from the start that everyone doesn't love you, that's not the nature of things. But I found that I was always treated well when I went down there, and we made every effort to keep in touch and to pursue and help wherever we could in assisting the people and the communities, all of the communities, including the ones you mentioned, with roads are always a major problem, and according to the paper, still are.
Yes.
I remember, you know, we got the roads paved when I was Minister of Fisheries and Minister responsible for the Atlantic Development Corporation, or that's COA as it's called, and had access to some money. We managed to get most of the roads down around there paved, but as I see from the papers recently, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the condition of the roads now.
Yes.
So, it makes you wonder why roads deteriorate so quickly.
Yes, roads certainly have become a recent issue in the news. Just last week we had a protest occur here in the main highway. The traffic was blocked for the majority of the day, I believe.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned, this community radio broadcast directly involves four communities. Do you have an opinion about community radio and that takes place in these rural areas?
Well, I'm no expert on it, but I certainly am supportive of it. I think a radio is a great means of communication, particularly for us here in Newfoundland, with our large expanse of rural areas, outport areas, where communications are very necessary between all the communities in the area and between them and St. John's and the rest of the province. So I think that the fact you've got a community radio and it's surviving and is excellent. think it's a big asset for your area.
Yes, it's great. Actually, we started on Monday and we're going to be ending on Thursday night in Branch with a kitchen party.
Oh, good.
These community radio broadcasts certainly promote networking with other communities like us. It promotes local issues that are facing our communities. And, of course, it allows us to celebrate our talent in entertainment.
Right, and to make... And to make sure that people understand the virtues of the area and how it's a great place to visit and how the people enjoy life there and are very hospitable. These are all the kinds of things that a community radio can do.
Yes, and it's a good time to add that over this past few days we've had an absolutely amazing show of support from our listeners from as near as St. Bride's and as far away as Vancouver. It's been absolutely great to show that people are tuning in and are listening and are very engaged.
The biggest example of the importance of your kind of radio, OWR, you know, here in St. John's at Wesley Church, as volunteers have operated for years. And they do a wonderful job, all volunteers. I'm sure your volunteers down in Cape Shore there,
yes,
your radio group. And Wesley United Church has done an outstanding job of the volunteers keeping their network going. And they're listened to now because of the developments in communications now. They're listened to all over North America and even further. They have a lot of listeners, so... You know, it's excellent, but the biggest example of that in Newfoundland, I think, is BOWR, an outstanding success.
Now, speaking of volunteers, that leads me into one of the final discussions here. I myself am a volunteer with the Branch Community Council. I was elected by acclamation in November, and I'm in fact the youngest councillor, I think, to ever be on the town council in Branch. I'm only 22 years old. And I'm obviously very committed to rural Newfoundland.
Right.
So I want to ask you, what do you think of the future of rural Newfoundland?
Well, my experience, you know, as Lieutenant Governor, I've been Lieutenant Governor now, and Jane, my wife, for about 4 years now, and that has given us an opportunity, particularly in the non-winter seasons, in the summertime, to get around the province as much as possible. So we travel widely around Newfoundland and in our rural areas, particularly in the summers. And my observation is this, that I believe that rural Newfoundland, well, you know, we've had terrible difficulties with the fishery. That's true, of course, not just in rural Newfoundland, but it's true in most of the world today. The world's fisheries are in trouble because of the intense over-competition caused, in my opinion, by things that could be changed. But it's not just in eastern Canada here. The fisheries are in trouble everywhere in the world, and it's mainly because of over-competition and too much pressure on fish stocks. So despite that, my experience going around rural Newfoundland and Labrador in the last 4 years is that rural Newfoundland is doing much better than one would expect because with all these difficulties in the fishery, naturally it have a major effect on the rural economy in Newfoundland. But nevertheless, in traveling around, I hear far less complaints and see far more activity than I ever expected. Principally because, because of the increase in tourism and the increase of people recognizing the virtues of a rural Newfoundland, our beautiful scenery, and you know that you can still acquire land and build a house for a reasonable price in rural Newfoundland, where the prices are gone out of sight now in urban areas like St. John's and elsewhere in Canada. So what I've seen and what I've heard talking to people and the you know, you'd expect you'd hear a lot of complaints, but you go around and instead of that, people are quite positive and they don't spend all their time complaining. And I think the rural Newfoundland is in better shape than most observers give it credit for. So I think rural Newfoundland still has a great future. And I think one of the reasons that it's doing so well is the magnificent advertising that the Department of Tourism of the Newfoundland government has devised and promoted in the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, we have, you know, you pick up the Globe and Mail, you'll see the most magnificent pictures of the various scenes in Newfoundland, in our rural areas. And I think it's been great in attracting tourists and creating more business here in Newfoundland. The one thing I would like to see is more signage. You know, there's not enough signage telling you what the sites are in local areas or where there's something extraordinary to see, advertising what it is. And so I'd like to see a lot more attractive signage throughout the province, but particularly in rural Newfoundland. But rural Newfoundland, it was a surprise to me, is doing better than I ever expected it could be doing.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely correct, I believe. It's absolutely a fair thing to say.
For example, recently, I couldn't get to Portugal Cove South and the Trapassi area and so on when all the activity was going on with reference to the sinking of the Titanic and the participation in it of the Cape Fear and our people in the marine area and in the telegraphy and everything. But we're certainly planning during June to get down to Portugal Cove South and Trapassi and around that area to see all of those sites that were got a lot of publicity during the last couple of months, because it's all Portugal Cove South I used to travel to frequently. And I want to get back and see all of the communities there. So we're hoping to do that during June and also get down to see the fossil remains and sites like that. There's there are a lot of attractions down around your mm-hmm. area.
Yes,
and so we've got to promote them all we can.
Right. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Now we've got a lot of alert people, you know, running, particularly for our town councils, and this is all excellent. I mean, you're 22, mm-hmm. you're a member of the council and branch. That's really great, because often it's difficult to get young people interested in the politics. The municipal council is politics, although it's not based on the parties and partisanship, but I think you're a wonderful example. I hope there'll be a lot more young people like yourself take an early interest in all these municipalities and all the organizations there, because without that, you're not going to get very far. You have to get young. The sooner you can get young people interested in participating and making their influence felt in all those areas, the better it's going to be for the area.
All right. That's certainly great stuff to have on our community radio broadcast today. I think that about wraps up our interview, unless there's anything else you would like to add.
No, my dear, from the first time during this by-election I mentioned that I came to the area, I was down to Point Lance, and for example, and it was raining that day, and that was the start of my experience in elected politics. The Sunday before the election, it was always customary to come around the communities that you're representing with your radio
mm-hmm.
and the campaign there before the elections, which are usually on Monday. And I well remember the first time I ran down there, going down to Point Lance, it was teeming rain, and Getting out of the car, I was got into a ditch and got soaking wet, etc. So I had a quick learning curve. My learning curve was very quick about the kinds of things that needed to be done in Point Lance and around the whole area there. And I found them to be a wonderful people, and I'm delighted that you've got your radio service going, mm-hmm. that you, at your age, are participating in the council. That's a very healthy sign.
All right, we're absolutely delighted to have you on board today and for you to take time out of your busy schedule, I'm sure, to call us today.
Well, it's a pleasure.
All right, thank you very much, Your Honor.
Right there.
Thank you.